Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, will your marriage last? Experts say the key to success starts at the wedding. Concerts are always a good time, but experts are saying there's another reason you should go. And a book publisher is putting a new, unexpected spin on some of its most beloved novels.
But first, a new drug aimed at fighting pediatric cancer had a 93% success rate and was given breakthrough status by the FDA. That means the FDA will speed up the development and review of the drug. Lorotrectinib is unique because it was successful in treating several types of cancer, most treatments usually for one organ or location in the body. The drug helps block genes that allow the cancer to grow and spread throughout the body. The process it targets occurs frequently in some rare pediatric cancers. It's most common in cancers listed on your screen. Doctors say the nearly 100% success rate is unprecedented and found the drug was long-lasting for most patients. They're continuing to research the effectiveness of the drug and are also trying to figure out why it didn't work for some patients.
People can be pretty judgmental, and psychologists say there's a reason why. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Podcast, joined us from his studio to tell us more. So, Cody, I hear we tend to cut ourselves more slack than others.
That's right, Kristen. There's a reason we judge others more harshly than we judge ourselves. Think about the last time you saw somebody buying a cup of coffee while on the phone. Did you think that person was super rude? You're not alone. Psychologists call this judgy internal monologue fundamental attribution error. Attribution theory is the way we try to explain why other people act the way they do. This can be internal, like a person's disposition or personality, or external, like a person's situation or circumstances. The fundamental attribution error is when you blame a person's behavior on internal causes without considering external causes. Maybe that person on the phone isn't rude, he's just checking on his mom in the hospital. Or maybe an unemployed person isn't lazy, it's just a really competitive job market. That's why you judge others more harshly than you judge yourself. You know all about your circumstances, so you've always got an excuse. The next time you're about to get all judgmental, try putting yourself in their shoes. You may even become more persuasive in the process. Back to you, Kristen.
Not bad advice. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. Well, there's a new spin on some classic novels, and it's coming in the form of soups, baked ham, and cookies. Martha Stewart, Jada De Laurentiis, Ina Garten, and Trisha Yearwood have teamed up with the publishing company Penguin Young Readers to re-release two classic books accompanied by recipes. Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol will include dishes like pecan pie, smashed root vegetables, baked ham, and fruitcake cookies. The other book, Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, will feature French almond macaroons, sugar and spice cakes, Linzer tarts, and petit fours. The publisher is hoping the bright and vibrant photos will help excite a younger generation to experience these classic tales. They're expected to hit the market later this fall.
Blind people are urging car companies developing driverless cars to include technology that will one day allow them to get behind the wheel. This video was released by Google showing a blind driver in a driverless car ordering at a fast food drive-thru. Advocates for the blind say driverless cars could help make blind people more independent and greatly improve their quality of life. Developers at the University of Florida are working on voice recognition technology. A blind driver could get into a car, say where they want to go, and a computerized voice would provide them updates on the journey and alert them when they reach the final destination. Industry analysts say car companies are taking the needs of blind drivers into consideration, but there are many competing demands which all require a lot of attention, and not every need will be met.
The open office plan is becoming more popular. The setup typically features glass everywhere, few walls, and identical workspaces. The goal is to break down barriers and encourage workers to interact. But a new study found it may lead to sexism. So reportedly, this open floor plan leads to women feeling like men are watching them, like they can't escape the eyes of men, so much so that they've even changed how they're dressing and started to wear more makeup.
Yeah, there's this quote here from the study that said, this kind of all glass, no privacy environment leads to a subtle kind of sexism where women are always being watched and judged on their appearances.
Yeah.
And it's probably true, I guess, isn't it? I mean, it's to have those open plan offices that have no kind of separate spider offices or rooms are a bit odd, I think, in a way, aren't they?
Absolutely. I personally would feel uncomfortable in an environment like that just because I appreciate my privacy. And I just, you know, I would definitely feel more conscious of what I look like. And the fact of the matter is, as women, we go places and we get unwanted comments all the time.
Men like looking if they can.
Right.
They just do, on them, aren't they?
Right.
They're just the way they are.
As if
I'm not one of them.
You are one of them.
It's placing myself above them. The band Nine Inch Nails is taking an old approach to ticket sales. They will only offer tickets for their upcoming tour in person, no online sales. It's an attempt to prevent bots and scalpers from getting the tickets and reselling them. So you have to go to the music venue, I think, like, on the day, first thing in the morning when the tickets are released. It's a lot of effort.
A lot. Well, nowadays, where everything is just at the touch of our finger, right?
Yeah, I mean, the lead singer, Nine Inch Nails, said that the only people doing really well out of ticket resales, obviously, are the scalpers. Mm-hmm. And he said the current system sucks. And he said, this new idea we're bringing in also sucks. He said, I just hope it sucks a bit less.
Right.
Is his theory.
Yeah.
I mean, again, look, if you're a real, like, they have a very passionate following in Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, like a cult
and
following.
And I guess if you're really into them, you could look at it as being part of the adventure of the day, right? Get up early, get there, make a thing of it. Be positive about it. I am so inherently lazy and not that bothered about seeing live music. I wouldn't dream of doing it, but it's not for me.
Yeah, who has time? Okay, do you want to give your marriage a better chance of lasting?
Nope.
I mean, who doesn't?
No, I do.
Well, Richard. If you do, don't spend a lot of money on the wedding. A research company claims data shows couples who have flashy weddings are more likely to get divorced.
It's more than $30,000, I think, wasn't it?
Right.
That's how they defined it.
And I guess the measuring stick, the $30,000, it leads to being more worried about the ceremony and what people think. Whereas if you spend less than $10,000, you're more focused on each other and really what that day is all about.
Whereas I think this is an issue of cause and effect, and I think that these studies are flawed. So if you spend more than $30,000 on a wedding, you're comparatively wealthy. And it may well simply be that wealthy people are just a bit trickier and harder to please, and therefore their marriages fall apart more quickly. If needlessly spending a load of money on your wedding 8-10 years later leads to, you know, the demise of your marriage, then I think it won't be too long before this finger is carrying a little less weight. Environmentalists are warning about the increased use of plastic around the world and its long-term impact on Earth. A report from the World Economic Forum found the use of plastic is expected to double in the next 2 decades. The increase is easily explained. Plastic is so versatile, it can be used for everything from storing food to components in medical devices and computers. And recent research found only 9% of plastics are currently recycled, and experts estimate 8 million tons of plastic end up in the ocean every single year. So Time.com did an experiment to put that number into perspective. If you turn that 8 million tons of plastic that ends up in the ocean into Lego bricks, you would have enough pieces to build 19 life-size Empire State Buildings. Maybe that visual will make you think twice the next time you throw out plastic.
Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear women should get screened for breast cancer at an earlier age?
Yeah, that's right, Kristen. Well, getting a mammogram at age 40 may not be enough in the battle against breast cancer. The American College of Radiology and the Society of Breast Imaging are now recommending that women as young as 30 get a risk assessment such as a genetic test. They say it would determine what kind of formal cancer screening they may need. Exercise not only helps keep your body healthy, it can also help keep your mind sharp. Researchers at the University of Birmingham found elderly people who exercise regularly are less likely to struggle to find words to express themselves. The study found older adults who are fit are less likely to have tip-of-the-tongue failures where they know a word is right there, but they're just not able to say it. And speaking of words, the next time your kid fires off a round of questions, don't rush them off. Encourage them. Researchers with the University of Michigan studied 6,200 preschoolers and say those who appear curious in conversation are more likely to perform better in school. So the next time they ask for that 100th time, are we there yet? Just keep on answering. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
So now we can be more patient, knowing that these questions are all good. Thanks, Danielle.
With recreational marijuana set to become legal this year in Canada, the alcohol industry is worried they might see a slump in sales. According to Statistics Canada, alcohol drinkers make up 75% more of the population than cannabis users, but the cannabis users spend more money overall. The finance advisory company AltaCorp Capital says in 2016 there were more than 22 million alcohol consumers spending an average of $985 per year on booze. Comparatively, there were an estimated 4.87 million cannabis consumers who spend an average of $1,180 annually. Of course, the number of cannabis users is expected to rise dramatically once weed is legal, which AltaCorp says will, quote, threaten to draw more of consumers' disposable income away from the alcohol market.
In today's Hometown Stories from Box 2 Detroit, the Motor City Match Program is helping Detroit entrepreneurs achieve their goals. The program recently awarded 11 businesses and a building owner with $500,000 in cash grants. One of the recipients was Marlene Brooks. Her business, Diamond Designs Beauty School, received $65,000 from the program. Now she can look at spaces for her school.
Take advantage of every opportunity, because I took advantage of everything and now I'm getting ready to open.
Our next story from Fox 9 Minneapolis. Claire Isaacson was researching the orphan train for a history project when she interviewed one of its last travelers. Victoria Moe was one of the 200,000 orphans who traveled on the train between 1854 and 1929 to families in the Midwest. The 106-year-old and the 14-year-old formed a friendship, and Claire even spent her babysitting money to fly to Arizona to meet Victoria in person. Not only did Claire win a friend, but her project won first place. Our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay. Charles and Betty Kelly met in 1948 while working at a department store in Louisville, Kentucky. 3 months after they met, they were married. Three kids, and 70 years later, the two believe they know the secret to a happy marriage.
We get angry like everybody else, but we don't stay that way.
We never went to bed mad.
Considering they've been together 70 years, I think it's probably wise to take that advice.
A Gallup poll reveals that just 13% of Americans who have a full-time job actually find it engaging. It's a sad number.
I know.
There are over 3 billion people worldwide as well looking for work. The report says a good job is one that gives adults full-time work, but a great job is one that they actually like doing.
And it is sad that so few people love what they're doing. Or, yeah. You know, I always thought, you've heard it a million times, you find out what you love doing and then find a way to get paid doing it.
Yeah.
You know, but sadly,
you can't always do that, though, can you?
It's not always easy. Different circumstances and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's not easy to do.
I see that as a Chris Rock line about the difference between a job and a career is, you know, when you have a job, you're like clock watching going, is it nearly 5 o'clock? Or when you have a career, you're going, oh, no, it's 5 o'clock. I want to carry on.
You know, right. How are you lose track of time?
Yeah, it's five o'clock already. It's a very surprising number, I think, that it's that low and that globally it's 7% of people who are working in what they consider to have a great job.
Disengaged workers cost employers a lot of money, between $450 and $550 billion dollars a year, with a B.
So the question there you raise is actually an interesting one, which is, rather than have everyone, 3 billion people looking for a new job, a better solution would be for employers to make the jobs that people have great.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. All right, well, online commenters are mocking a California restaurant for selling what it calls a deconstructed avocado toast bowl, and what many others, like NPR's Evan Kleiman, call a salad. One person tweeted, "We've reached peak bowl." Another says, "I love California, but this is embarrassing."
So I don't think it's embarrassing at all.
I know, you love this.
I think it makes absolutely perfect sense. I mean, being serious.
Yes, because, first, avocado toast, you know, in case you don't know, avocado toast is extremely trendy, especially among millennials here in LA. You know, like to keep up with the trends and whatnot.
Well, I consider myself to be both a millennial and really trendy, even though I'm neither. So I like avocado toast.
Yeah, here's the thing. Delicious.
People on Twitter are joking, saying it's only got 2 ingredients, toast and avocado. Not true. It has lemon juice. It has chili. it often has an egg on top. Yeah. Sometimes it has tomato in it. Why can't you put it in a salad bowl and use croutons instead of toast and call it a deconstructed avocado toast?
It's pretty bougie, and I think you're kind of bougie, though, yeah. In a good way. I mean that as a compliment.
What does bougie mean?
It means like, haha, like.
Yeah, I'm still nowhere near knowing what bougie means. This could go on a while.
Social media has become such a big part of our lives, and more people are using it to make money. Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 in Houston caught up with a lifestyle specialist to the stars who shared some of his expertise that might help you up your social media game. Hi, Coco.
That's right, Kristen. I sat down with Kenny Burns, a Washington, D.C. native who's worked with the likes of P. Diddy, Jay-Z's Rockefeller Records, Revolt TV, Mariah Carey, and he's also helped elevate top brands like Heineken, Axe, and Ciroc. Burns told me, we can all use the power of social media to mold our own personal brands. He warns you've just got to be smart enough and make sure your online profiles are helping you and not hurting you.
I just want people to accept who they are, be cool with that, and go forth and be you. Because I tell people all the time, if you do yourself long enough, they'll pay you to be you.
Burns was full of knowledge and told me the key to success is being authentic because your followers can tell. Some great tips that I'll definitely be trying out for myself. Back to you, Kristen.
Very cool. I'll be using that advice too. Thanks, Coco.
This is your top 30 health roundup. A new pill is being developed that could help doctors quickly distinguish between benign and aggressive breast cancer by using infrared light. A dye in the pill that absorbs into the bloodstream responds to the infrared light, and the molecules found on tumor cells light up. Researchers at the University of Michigan believe the method could be used to identify other cancers that previously went undetected. And studies have shown a positive link between height and cognitive ability. But a new study reveals it's more than that. It's directly linked to the cerebral cortex. Researchers said cognitive ability is not simply determined by brain size. Biologically, total surface area of cortical gray matter is larger in taller people, but one's height was not found to be linked to the cortical thickness, which is associated with cognitive ability. And finally, intestinal stem cells lose their ability to regenerate as we age, but biologists have found that a 24-hour fast can help reverse the aging. Researchers at MIT found that fasting dramatically boosts the body's ability to regenerate important stem cells because the fasting induces a metabolic switch that uses carbs to burn fat. Intestinal stem cells are important to gut health, which is important to your overall well-being.
Some of the technology in the hit movie Black Panther is closer to reality than you might think. The fictional kingdom of Wakanda is filled with futuristic tech powered by vibranium. The volatile substance is transported on a train that uses magnetic levitation, or maglev. In real life, maglev was patented in the 1960s. Because the trains use magnets, there's almost no friction, and they can go much faster than conventional ones. One maglev train in Japan can hit 375 miles per hour, the fastest in the world. Black Panther characters are also able to pilot cars and planes remotely using a projection of the cockpit. The view is similar to what real-life drone pilots see when they use a virtual reality headset. The perspective often used in drone races is called first-person view. Pilots see what the drone sees, but they still have to steer using normal controls. Black Panther also presents a futuristic version of what we know as holograms. Companies like Microsoft are currently experimenting with projecting a full-body likeness to another location. Like the other technology in the movie, it might take some time for the real world to catch up.
There is now a scientific basis for buying expensive concert tickets because they may offer a health benefit. Spending just 20 minutes at a concert can lead to a 21% increase in a feeling of well-being. This according to research by a behavior science expert at Goldsmith University. By comparison, yoga increases well-being by 10%. Walking a dog increases it by 7%. Concert going was also linked to increased feelings of self-worth, closeness to others, and mental stimulation. The measurements were taken using psychometric and heart rate tests on subjects performing a variety of activities. Fans who attended concerts every 2 weeks or more often reported the highest levels of happiness, contentment, and productivity. The study took place in England and was commissioned by the O2 Concert Arena. Previous research has linked music to general feelings of happiness and found concert going could even lead to a longer life.
Thanks for watching. You can catch up on past episodes of Top 30 now on Hulu. You can also download the Top 30 mobile app and visit our website.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.